I am Rita Swan. I'm president of Children's Healthcare is a Legal Duty. The acronym for the organization is CHILD.
I read a story that was put together by the Capital Times newspaper here in Madison that talked about your background and the competing bills, I guess, that are being offered by Representative Berceau and Senator Taylor here in Wisconsin. But I guess just first of all, why is it important that this legislation, and you're backing the legislation from Representative Berceau, but I think people are still perhaps a little unclear, given the fact that there was the prosecution here in northern Wisconsin, the couple whose daughter died, and they were convicted. I think a lot of people are still confused then why we need new legislation to address this issue.
On the basis of our own experience, we believe that the state has a moral obligation to make its laws clear to parents across the spectrum of the code. Wisconsin has a religious exemption to neglect in the civil code, which deals with child protection services intervention, and it has a religious exemption to felony child abuse. It does not have religious exemptions to criminal neglect, recklessly endangering the safety of a child, or reckless homicide. We feel it would be much fairer to parents and more protective of children to have a clear standard across the code that parents must get medical care for a child when the symptoms are observable to an ordinary parent as symptoms that could place the child at risk of serious harm. The Newmans argued in court that the religious exemption to felony abuse gave them the understanding that they had a legal right to rely exclusively on prayer. The judge ruled that the religious exemption to abuse did not carry over to a charge of reckless homicide, and the parents were convicted. They certainly will continue to raise that appeal, argument of confusion on appeal, and so we don't know what the appellate courts will say yet. But parents in those faith healing sects are very conflicted. They have this religious doctrine that's telling them that God is going to heal this child. They want to see a healing. They're afraid to go to a doctor. They're afraid of violating their faith. And wouldn't it just be a blessing to these parents, really, if the laws were clear and they didn't have to have that conflict between their faith and the law?
So elimination of the exemption, in a certain sense, would allow these parents to be less conflicted about seeking medical attention.
That's what we strongly believe. We would also point out that the religious exemption in the neglect code did cause harm in the Newman case, because after Kara Newman died, Child Protection Services wanted to enter the home and monitor the health of the surviving siblings. These children were all homeschooled. They had not been seen by a doctor for 8 or 10 years. Diabetes is hereditary, at least type 1 diabetes. And those children were potentially at risk of harm. But the court ruled that Child Protection Services could not monitor the health of the surviving siblings because of the religious exemption in the neglect code. So we feel strongly that that religious exemption should not be there. There should not be that impediment to CPS monitoring the health of the surviving siblings. Also, in the criminal code, the reckless homicide charge that the parents were convicted of is a very high standard of proof for the prosecutors. And the prosecutor in Marathon County has told me that the religious exemption to abuse made his job much harder.
Right. Is it your opinion that had the religious exemption in the abuse code not been on the books, that Karen Newman would be alive today?
Well, honestly, I'm not sure. Those parents are just so unrepentant. You know, they have that web page about "To God Be the Glory," and they brag about how this conviction will not change their faith, and they just insist that they were doing God's will. So I can't tell you for sure. I do believe that it would change, that a clear standard would change the minds of many parents in Faith Healing Sex. When we were in Christian Science, we were always told that we were law-abiding people, and we perceived of ourselves as that way. But the problem was that the Christian Science Church misrepresented the laws to us and would tell us that a religious exemption in one section of the code gave us a right to withhold medical care from children. So again, clear laws are not 100% guarantee, but we know several Christian Scientists that have said that if the laws were clear, they would obey the laws.
Interesting. I understand that there here in Wisconsin, and I haven't corroborated this, I haven't spoken to a lobbyist for the church, but speaking with Representative Brousseau and her staff, I understand there is some pushback from Christian Science here in Wisconsin. And I'm just wondering, in your experience working in other states, have you seen similar opposition?
Yes. The Christian Scientists are the strongest source of opposition whenever we try to repeal religious exemptions in state laws. Yes, they insist that they want these religious exemptions, that they want to have a legal right to withhold medical care from children. So, you know, I still feel that I'm acting in the best interest of these parents, and I've gotten anonymous letters from Christian Scientists that have said, thank God for Rita Swan. So even if their church says that they want these religious exemptions, some Christian Scientists are relieved to have the law clearly telling them to get medical care from a doctor.
Surely. And lastly, what has been the record, if you will, on repeal of these exemptions in other states? For example, what's the situation in your state of Iowa?
Well, I'm embarrassed to say that Iowa's laws are worse than Wisconsin's. In Iowa, we have a religious defense not only to felony child endangerment, but also to manslaughter. Iowa is one of five states that have a religious defense to a negligent homicide or manslaughter charge. And I've worked for many years to try to persuade the legislature to repeal that here in Iowa. And they just aren't going to do it until there's a sensational death. We've had deaths of newborns in Iowa from unattended home deliveries that little faith healing sects wanted to have. But somehow the deaths of newborns don't seem to be enough incentive or dramatic enough in the minds of legislators to change the law. So we're, you know, we go where there seems to be an opportunity. And the death of Karen Newman has raised the issue in Wisconsin to be a an issue of public interest, and a lot of people are outraged in Wisconsin that a child was allowed to die of a disease that everybody knows can be readily managed with insulin. Wisconsin has had other injuries to children because of religious beliefs against medical care, too. A few years ago, there was the death of the boy in Milwaukee in an exorcism ritual. And currently, there's a criminal case in Port Washington, Wisconsin, in which a mom is being charged with recklessly endangering the safety of her child. She held the child's head underwater in the lake and said that the girl needed to be punished because she was a sinner. And fortunately, passersby called the police and the girl's life was saved. But I point out that Wisconsin does not have a religious defense to recklessly endangering the safety of a child, and so that woman is charged, and there's no conflict there with the statute and no confusion. But doesn't that show that we as a society cannot allow everyone to act out their religious beliefs? We have to have limits when people's religious practices start impinging on the rights of other people.
Very good. Rita, I certainly have enough to go with here. I appreciate you taking the time for me. Anything, any closing thoughts, anything relevant to this that you think we haven't mentioned?
Well, we feel that the Berceau bill would give children the equal protection of the law. We're just asking that an exemption be removed, and then the parents in Faith Healing Sex would not have to meet a higher standard or a different standard, but everybody would be on notice that at the same point in time when a Catholic or a Jew or an atheist would have a legal duty to take a child to a doctor, any parent, regardless of their religious beliefs, would have that same duty to take a child to a doctor. I would perhaps also should say that if the Berceau bill passes, Wisconsin will still have religious exemptions to preventive and diagnostic measures such as immunizations and metabolic screening of newborn babies. So this bill just deals with when a child is seriously ill or injured.
Very good. Rita, I appreciate your taking the call this morning and taking the time to speak with me on this.
You are welcome.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye now.